So there's nothing left now but to celebrate.
The mighty Adelaide Crows, and a man who's actually made a documentary called 1997. I think that's the title of it. Tom Chadwick from Fox Sports is on the line. G'day, Tom. Is that the title of the doco?
1997, spot
yeah.
on.
Okay. Now, so, but it's not just about 1997, is it?
No, that's right. So I'll give you the origins. I was actually sitting at a pub a year and a half ago with a couple of mates, and we were just talking about how it's been a while since the Crows had won a flag, and one of my mates reminded me that it's been 20 years since 97, and it was one of those things that was, you look back and 20 years goes pretty quickly. So I thought it would be a good time to look back and I guess look back to how, you know, the Crows won that first flag, and I guess from the inception from 1990 and 91, and you know, it was a remarkable feat to win in, you know, 7 years of footy. So yeah, it's a bit of a story on how the club was born, which was a controversial at the time, because Port Adelaide, as we know, tried to get into the comp before a South Australian team, and as we know, they won a flag within 6 years. So it was a remarkable story.
Tom, Nick Del Santo here. Congratulations on the book. What did you learn when you were doing your research and going through this that you didn't already know, being a South Australian man?
Well, it was one of those things, Nick. I think a lot of the stories came out as I was interviewing a lot of these guys. So we went back and we spoke to some of the guys who founded the club, like Bill Sanders and Graham Corns, and obviously some of the original players like Andrew Jarman and Chris McDermott. I think it was a lot of this South Australian versus Victoria rivalry came out. Particularly, I think that was the era when State of Origin was big in Aussie rules footy. And some of the stories that came out in terms of... So the Crows were founded on a whim. So that they had 184 days from when they signed the licence to their first game against Hawthorn. And they basically had to build a team out of nothing. They didn't have a change rooms. They didn't have a club. I think they had a... There was a famous story where they didn't have any footies, so they had to borrow some footies from the under-18s in Adelaide. So there's some cool stories along the way. And then, of course, that famous first game against Hawthorn where they flogged them by 84 points, where the Hawks had won the night flag the week before, and they had some absolute champions like Darren Jarman and obviously Dermot Brereton and Jason Dunstall and Gary Ayres and these type of guys come over to Adelaide thinking that they were just going to flog this new team. But the Crows obviously beat them pretty handsomely that night. And then there was a few stories along the way, including the 93 prelim, and the Crows were up by 42 points at half time, and they got done with the famous Tim Watson kick at the end. So there's some cool stories along the way. Sean Wren's two famous knee injuries where he was the best ruckman in the comp.
He stood on a disc in the centre square, didn't he, if I remember?
A rubber stop.
He did. That was actually the third one that he did.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so he did two along the way, so 94 and 95 and 96, basically missed those three seasons. 94 he was outstanding, actually. 94 he was the All-Australian ruck, but he missed 95 and 96 and then came back in obviously 97 when Blighty arrived and cleaned out the club and I guess got rid of some of the old guys. And then, as history tells, won a flag in his first year.
Now, not because I'm a Bulldogs man and I still cry about it, but was the prelim final still the game of that 1997 final series?
I think so. Look, I think that is certainly, as many Crows fans would tell you, that is the one game that we look back on with amazing memories. And you're right, and Libba was really good in this documentary. He was good enough to talk about his famous point or goal, and all the guys are really good on it. They talk about that they basically still can't decide whether or not it was a goal or points.
What did Libba say?
Libba maintains it went on the inside of the goalpost.
Of course he does.
He celebrated like it did.
Exactly. Well, Brad Johnson was actually in the goal square at the time, and he speaks quite well in the documentary about it as well. And to cut a very long story short, or every single one of them still don't know whether or not it was a goal or point. They all maintain that it basically went over the point post.
Yeah.
And obviously, I think if the goal umpire had have given that a goal, I think at the time the Bulldogs would have gone 6 goals up in the last quarter.
Did you find the goal umpire?
No, we couldn't find
him. Jeez, I'd like to.
He's still in hiding.
I'd like
20
to.
Years later.
Exactly right.
He's changed his name. He's living in a safe house.
But Sean Wren is one in particular in the documentary. It's very good, particularly on that point. He said, it went directly over my head, and I tell you, to this day, I still don't know if it was a goal or not. But I guess it's one of those things because, you know, I reckon if he had to kick that... Well, if the goal umpire had a signal to goal, I think history would have told a very different story.
Did you speak to Darren Jarman at all?
Darren Jarman is the star of this.
Without giving too much away, can you just tell us a little bit about his finals performance in 97 and one of the great, particularly last quarters, I think we'll ever see in the modern era?
100%, Nick. I think you hit the nail on the head. I don't think we're ever going to see his performance in the prelim in the last quarter where he kicked, I believe, 3 goals and took that ridiculous mark. Obviously, yeah. He put the Crows in front with that last kick. But to kick 5 goals in the last quarter of a grand final, particularly, as we know, Darren Jarman's not a big guy. No. He was traditionally a midfielder. I think he came runner-up in the Brownlow the year before coming to the Crows, so 95. And to kick 5 goals in a grand final in the last quarter, we'll never see it again. And he tells a great story of how Malcolm Blight actually, at half time of the game, Blighty knew that the Crows were struggling a bit. I think they were 13 points down. And he actually told Darren Jarman to start in the middle and then slowly drift forward. So it was basically creating a loose man off the back, which was Simon Goodwin at the time, who I think at the time had played something like 6 games of footy.
Yeah, that's right.
So I don't think the Saints paid enough respect to Goodwin. I think Goodwin got 13 touches in the third quarter. Darren Jarman started in the middle and slowly drifted forward, creating essentially a loose man off the back, which was Goodwin. And Darren Jarman, poor old Jamie, and Jamie Shanahan, to his credit, he speaks in this documentary beautifully about basically just saying that Darren Jarman was just too agile for him. Mm. Shanahan was a big guy. And every now and then, Darren Jarman would just, wrong foot him. And the rest is history in 5 goals in the last quarter of a grand final. I was 12 at the time, and I still remember where I was. I was at Mum and Dad's house watching the game and being South Australians watching, the Crows win their first flag was something we'll never forget.
No, none of us will, Tom.
I forgot 97.
Tom, when's it likely to work? Because I know you haven't got a definite date as yet, have you?
No, so the idea is if the Crows win on Thursday night, it'll be on the Wednesday night of Prelim Week, so September 20.
Yep.
However, if they happen to get done by the Giants, we'll likely move it forward a week just to make sure that they're still there and semi-relevant. So, the idea is, in a perfect world, it'll be September 20, 8:30 on Fox Footy. Apart from that, it's a bit of a moving beast at the moment. But fingers crossed they get the job done over the Giants, and then we've got a couple of weeks to promo it.
Well, just remember that you're working for Fox Footy and therefore you're a neutral supporter of footage in the finals.
Yeah,
no favouritism, thank you.
Yeah, right.
Very difficult, but at the heart of it, we're all fans, aren't we?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Good on you, Tom. Well done on the doco. We look forward to seeing it.
Thank you, boys. Appreciate
Tom Chadwick there. The doco is 1997 coming soon to Fox Footy.